All right, Rick Kelly, you and your old mate Garth just unveiled the Holden car of the future while Stephen Johnson and Van Gies unveiled the Falcon. You, of those four, are the only one that's driven it. You and Mark Winterbottom have done testing at Winton and Phillip Island. So it's been unveiled. We can all see what it looks like now, but what's it like to drive?
Well, I was very, very honoured and excited to drive it at both Winton and Phillip Island. And the excitement continued when I jumped in the car. Already, that Car of the Future platform is further advanced than the current platform that a lot of the teams have spent 10 and 15 years developing. So for us to jump into that and already be a step ahead is very exciting. And V8 Supercars today is very, very competitive. So overtaking is one thing that can be very, very difficult. And I think this platform that they've just announced is certainly going to help that. There's no doubt about that. It gives you a lot more confidence as a driver coming into the corner. That you know, if you go a little bit too deep, you're still going to make it around the corner, and that promotes, you know, a bit of a lunge on someone. And also that, you know, with a live rear axle now out of the car and the independent rear end suspension and the new gearbox, the drive section of each corner as well was very much improved, which should help tyre life as well. So pretty excited about it, there's no doubt about that. At the same time, keen to see if there's any new manufacturers going to come in 2013, and just the only bummer is you've got to wait another year to jump in there.
So from a team owner point of view too, the aim is to reduce the costs and the effort it takes to prepare the cars from race to race, and also entice new manufacturers. Do you think it's going to achieve those two things?
It will. I mean, it's one of those things where it's time for V8 Supercars to take it to the next level, and Car of the Future is certainly going to enable the category to do that, but it's going to take a lot for us to obviously build five cars through the 2012 season to start 2013 in a new platform. So it's one of those things where you're going to have to take a little step backwards and take two or three forwards, and it's the same for every team up and down pit lane. So it's just something I've got to knuckle down on and get it done and get to 2013.
And last question, you'd be pretty keen to unveil a black and white Jack Daniels one sometime down the line?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, who knows what manufacturers are going to come in there. It's going to be a great opportunity for us to showcase that and chuck some colours on there and see what it looks like. Today, obviously, the Ford and Holden platform had pretty cool graphics on it, but I'm sure we can beat it.